Proclamation number 7260 of 19th of January, 1959. Supply of food and drink. Much bread from heaven will be offered to you in the last days before the end, because there is great need for food and drink which will help you to heal. The streams of grace pour down to earth in many places. Again and again I reveal myself to you in the Word. Again and again I try to touch people's hearts and make them receptive for the Word which comes to them directly from above, which they shall therefore recognize as my Word. But it can only ever happen in a form which does not compel faith. The Word from above will never be 100% proof that it originates from God Himself, from the highest and most perfect being. For this would compel its acceptance, and this would not be a success for the soul which should want, think and act in complete freedom of will as long as it lives on earth. But my Word is such an unusual gift of grace that it can also be recognized as my Word, even if it may not be regarded as evidence, even if the unwilling person seeks or is able to give himself many other explanations for the origin. The willing human being needs no proof of this. He feels it when he is addressed and his heart opens to this address from above. But you humans are only slightly aware of the fact that my love gives you a very unusual proof. Yet my love is great towards you humans who are in such spiritual adversity that you are almost no longer able to recognize me. And therefore my love comes to your aid. For the adversity of time dictates that if I don't want you to get lost again for an infinitely long time, I know about your fate after the end of this redemption period and I would like to spare you it. I would like to save you from the extreme, from the new banishment into matter. I would still like to save you from the end. But since you have free will, I can only quietly guide, admonish, warn and lovingly address you, and this could also be enough to persuade you to turn back if only you would listen to my address and then seriously take yourselves to court. For I inform you of everything you should or should not do on your earthly path of life. I only inform you of my will through my Word, and if you only make an effort to live according to this will, then you will have escaped all danger. For I bless your will and I will never let you fall back into the abyss once your gaze has been turned towards me, which I want to achieve by conveying my Word from above. I speak to you and give your soul food with my Word which it needs, without which it cannot mature and which only I myself can offer you. I bring you the bread of heaven on which it will recover and eternally no longer fall back into weakness and darkness, for my Word is light for every soul which accepts it and lives by it. My Word brings strength to the soul as spiritual nourishment. My Word brings light to you as an emanation of my love, and my Word finally brings freedom to it. It will be able to detach itself in strength and light from the one who has held it captive until now. You humans cannot come to life without my Word, and because I know this I provide you with it in abundance. Again and again I open the fountain of life from which you can draw so that you will never lack food and drink, spiritual nourishment, which you particularly need now in view of the end. Yet it is up to you whether you open yourselves to my loving address, for no matter how delicious my gifts are, they will never force you to accept them, for your will is and remains free. Amen.